This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do you think Mr. Trump will play nice for the entire night?
I think the approach that he talked about taking is exactly the right approach. There's big differences between the two. The key thing for him and what he has to articulate is the president is a decision maker. I've worked for a couple of presidents and spent two tours in the White House. And every day a president has three or four decisions he has to make. And they're tough decisions. And what he just basically says, listen, my whole life has been about making decisions. I grew up in the toughest arena and there is, building industry in New York, and I had to make those tough decisions every day. I can do it. Can she do it? I don't think so. She didn't do it on Benghazi. She didn't do it on Syria. Her husband obviously was known as a notorious guy who didn't want to make decisions. He always wanted to please all sides. So that's what the tone I would take, and I would basically just stay on a very high level. He can't get into a policy wonk debate with her because she knows every fact and figure there is, and she's been around the game for a long time.
You know, it's going to be about temperament, right, Ed? And, absolutely. You know, his comments about, you know, John McCain, I like a vet not captured. I made sacrifices. I wonder how Mr. Trump will show the world that he does have the temperament to be president.
He'll have 90 minutes. He'll have 100 million people or 80 million to 100 million people watching him. And my sense is the vast majority of people haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the earlier debates because they were Republican primaries, but they will this one. And I think at this, some people are going to make their decision after this debate, and at the end of the day, you want them to look at you and think of you as a serious president. Just as when he went to Mexico, and a lot of people didn't think he could stand on the same stage with other world leaders, we did a very appropriate job.
Has this been taken into consideration that when the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, and you know this, in the 90s, that Hillary Clinton's approval ratings went up? Some said 60%, and at one point another poll said 90% because she was perceived as a victim.
Well, you know, that was a lot of years ago, and I don't think most women want to be perceived as victims anymore. I think most women, especially young women, are more than willing to go up and fight for themselves, and they basically don't want to be mistreated. And I think that's the key thing. My sense is we're not going to deal so much with the past as we are the present. And she was a decent first lady. Obviously, her husband wasn't one of the world's great presidents, but one of the world's great campaigners. But she now has a lot of others, and she's now the one who has to make those decisions. And as she said, you recall it was a famous commercial in the last campaign, who do you want to answer the red phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? It was her commercial. The red phone rang at 3 o'clock in the morning, and Benghazi, and what happened? We lost ambassadors.
What is Hillary Clinton's weakest point in debates?
I think her weakest point is that she has a tendency to get into too much detail. And again, as I said earlier, she knows every fact and figure. She's a great, great policy staff person. She doesn't need to worry about the details of that kinds of stuff. What she has to worry about is the country now does not like her as they did 20 years ago. They don't think she's honest, and they don't think the Clintons are as honest as they once were because of the foundation and the emails and all the rest of it. And somehow she has to make herself likable again, and she has to convince young women in particular that she can speak for them, that she's not a different generation.
And 60% of the country, according to the polls, say that the country's going in the wrong direction.
It is.
And more of the same Obama policies, right?
Absolutely, and that's what you get guaranteed, and obviously Obama's going to play a big role in our campaign.
That's Ed Rollins on Fox Business News. Great insight. I think he laid it out pretty much as to, you know, what needs to be done there. You know, it is what it is. And Scott, I think over the weekend, I may have talked to one person that was not aware the debate was taking place on Monday. So I think if Roger Goodell could figure out some way to merge this debate with Monday Night Football, he might be happy, especially with their numbers that have been slipping of late. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. Of course, in golf, golf is mourning the death of Arnold Palmer yesterday, and of course, baseball as well, with Marlins Fernandez, you know, heartbreak, 24-year-old boating accident. It's a sad day for South Florida, for the Marlins and baseball at large, and those that love baseball. What a loss. What a loss to the game. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk more debates. Bruce Kaufman, yes, the historian, our favorite one, is coming on next.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez Live here at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Forgive me, Jose Fernandez. I misspoke there. Gave you the wrong, none the way, I want to make sure we get the name correct. And that's the tragic death of Marlins star pitcher Jose Fernandez. Early Sunday morning left the Mariners. Players stunned and somber. And I would say baseball at large and anybody that appreciates the game and appreciated the talent and the future. What an incredible ball player, 24 years old. And gone way, way too soon. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide. And he regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. And, of course, we're great to have him here with us on Bill Martinez Live. Mr. Bruce, how we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show, as always.
Hey, what a night tonight, huh? The tarps are out. Summer predicting a bloodbath tonight. A lot of people are anticipating this big presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah, they are. About 100 million people is what I'm hearing, which is an awful lot of people. I do not think, however, Bill, I don't think it's going to be a bloodbath. I may be wrong about that. But two, I don't think, even if it is, that it's really going to change the minds of the diehard Trump fans or the diehard Hillary fans. Mm. We've been at this for over a year now. Their positions on the fact that if you're a Trump fan, you think Hillary's a lying crook, money-grubbing, greedy, whatever. And if you're a Hillary fan, you think Trump is a raving maniac. I don't think that's going to change. The importance of this debate is the 20 to 25% of the people watching who are undecided. Mm. That's who I think both of them are going to be targeting.
Yeah, without a doubt. You're exactly right, Bruce. They're fixed. I mean, I don't know. We've had candidates like this certainly in recent history that have been so diametrically opposed. You know, in the past, you know, they say, well, it's kind of, it's kind of close, you know, six of one, half dozen another. But here, I mean, there is a clear divide between these two candidates. Maybe that's just where, you know, the world is at, where the country is at right now in terms of a globalist perspective versus a nationalist perspective on the heels of Brexit. What's happening in Europe? Europe is, tried the global concept, hasn't fared well for them, and they're scratching their heads going, they can't believe that America is even thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, look at the polls right now. We're diametrically opposed. I just looked at a Brookings poll, and Trump's at 46%. Hillary's at 46%. Some of the polls say she's at 46, he's at 44, 2%. You know, it's really a close election. It's going to be a very close election, which is why these debates are so important, because the undecided sitting there listening to these two tonight, I'm sure that'll go a long way towards making up their minds.
Yes. Well, to your point, some pundits have said that debates have not really played much of a role. But, I look back historically and I think, it was about 56 years ago. We had the first Kennedy-Nixon debate. And it was you know, it was, you know, described as being quite defining for one John F. Kennedy, that the sweating of Richard Nixon may have caused him that that presidency.
Absolutely. In fact, the polls later on showed that everybody watching on TV thought that Kennedy had clearly won. Everybody listening on the radio, and there was a lot of radio then, thought that Nixon had won because nobody could see Nixon sweating on the radio. So,
right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I will give you an even closer example, Ronald Reagan, both in 1980 and in 1984. In 1980, before their last debate, the polls showed Reagan and Carter fairly close.
Right.
After Reagan closed with that memorable statement, "Are you better off 4 years ago than you are? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off in terms of your economy and your safety and all of those things?" And you, after that, after Reagan's memorable close in that last debate, the polls shot up for Reagan and he won in a landslide. An even closer one, 1984, Reagan versus Mondale, their second debate. In the first debate, Reagan had not performed very well, and the general impression was that 4 years later, the presidency has taken its toll on Reagan, who's a pretty old guy. Maybe he's not up for another 4 years. Reagan diffused that perception brilliantly with his one, I mean, sense of humor is very important. Reagan said, okay, "I am not going to take advantage of the relative youth and inexperience of my opponent." And
right.
Everybody laughed, including Mondale. And that broke the ice. And people are thinking, yes, Ronald Reagan is still pretty sharp. He's still pretty good on his fast on his feet. This guy still can be president. I think that was another example of how important debates can be.
Well, as Ed Rollins had said earlier, you know, Hillary, for her credit, she is a policy wonk. She knows all the details, but, you know, after a couple of minutes of, you know, tearing through policy, your eyes kind of, you know, start staring and they go glassy, you know, so she probably needs to avoid, you know, those kind of temptations, but that's who she is, as much, as, you know, Trump's personality, you know, is who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, I will tell you that I agree with Ed Rollins completely on this point. If Hillary gets down into the weeds of debating, okay, I don't care how many debating points she wins. She can win 500 debating points. Trump can win 40 debating points. But if Trump is able to convince the undecideds that he's not a raving maniac, all he has to do is be sincere, be confident, be respectful, be level-headed, and that ends the impression that he's a raving maniac. So Hillary can win on the debating points, okay? She can kill him on the debating points because she's so good at that. But if Trump is able to convince the independent voter that he's not a raving maniac, that he can, that he has the temperament, character, and judgment to be president, then he wins that debate. I don't care how many debating points Hillary has more than he does.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, then you'll run into that perception versus reality, because the mainstream media, we already know, is going to back Hillary no matter what happens, no matter, you know, how it comes across. I mean, this has been clear as well, as the mainstream media has kept a thumb on the meter. They've been pushing down all the measurement devices, all that they can do, you know, so, hey, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Of course, you know, how they write about, you know, what happens tonight.
Right. Although I think Lester Holt is probably a pretty good choice as the moderator. He's an even-keeled guy. Despite Trump's claim that he's a Democrat and therefore the odds are stacked against him, he is a registered Republican.
Yes.
So, yes, well, depending on the media afterwards, but I think in terms of the debate, I think Holt will be an unbiased and effective questioner.
Well, the thing will be tough, especially on the heels of what the media did to Matt Lauer. You know, I still maintain as a moderator, you're there to moderate. You're there just to kind of, you know, be like an official of any kind of sporting event that, you know, maintain that the field is level and that each side has their chance at it. And that there's no unfair advantage taken. And I thought that's what Matt Lauer did. But the mainstream media, boy, they exposed themselves big time. And they absolutely ravaged the poor guy.
They did indeed, because he didn't actually go after Trump more than he did Hillary. You're absolutely right.
Was that your assessment as well, that he was soft on Trump?
I thought he was a little soft, but I think you're absolutely right that Matt Lauer did not perform up to the expectations of the mainstream media, and that's why he was savaged afterwards.
Well, you know, I'm with you on Lester Holt. I think he's going to be a fair-minded moderator. Look for a fair fight. No hitting below the waist, right? Is that that's part of the deal, right? We got more from Bruce after this. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. Motorhips, Dweebies, and all that. You know they got to be talking about Bruce Kaufman, our award-winning syndicated columnist with us. We're talking presidential debate. Bruce, you know, people have wondered, you know, and have just really had their doubt from day one, and it still lingers regarding Donald Trump. But I remind people, I go, this guy, like it or not, vacated 16 qualified GOP candidates. I mean, senators, governors. He left them in the dust. And just about every debate he was in, I don't know that, you know, he lost a debate with them, did he?
No, I can't think of a debate he lost. No, he absolutely wiped the floor with the, with those experienced candidates. But again, he understood, I think, the way none of them did, that this was a truly a change election, and that the country was ready for something totally different. That's still one of the advantages he takes into this thing. He takes two advantages, I think. One is he's got a much lower bar to jump over than Hillary does. Mm-hmm. But two, he is the agent of change in a nation in which polls show that 70% of the country thinks we're on the wrong track, that we have a weak economy, that our enemies from Russia to China are kicking sand in our face and we're not doing anything about it. The hardworking taxpayer is watching his money go to stupid government programs, and we've got a $20 trillion debt right now. So he's got that going for him. Plus, Bill, and here's one thing that really I was thinking about. When during the convention, okay, what was Trump talking about? He was talking about how this country is on the wrong track, that we need to make America great again. And we're, as he pointed out, there is an increase in crime, an increase in violence between whites and blacks, but also between between cops and you know, and the racial minorities, and that we're seeing a lot of violence in this country, and we need to return to a law and order society. We're not talking about the Gestapo, but we are talking about law and order. And since that debate, okay, or since that convention,
yes,
we have seen looting, vandalism, rioting, black cops being shot, black men being shot. In some ways, his message now seems more relevant than ever. Meanwhile, Hillary, during her convention, was saying everything's great in this country, everything's hunky-dory, you know, you don't have to worry. So I think that there's another advantage that Trump has.
Yeah, exactly. Time can define so much, and you're exactly right. I mean, when you consider the polls and how much they've swung in the last month, I mean, as much as 20-point difference here, Bruce. I mean, it's been a huge swing. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago Trump was in the 20s. Now he's neck and neck. I mean, that's an incredible climb in a short period of time.
It absolutely is, and I think it's partly because events have borne him out.
Yeah.
And this is, again, a change election. So if Trump goes into these debates, and I'm going to give Hillary a little advice, too. She's got the same perception problem he does. Mm-hmm. It's a different problem, but the perception is that she is a robot who spends all of her time, you know, reading position papers and PowerPoint presentations and briefing books. She, too, in this debate, is going to have to show the undecided voter that she's a human being, that she has empathy, that she's, you know, cares about the American people. You know, so both of them have a perception problem that if they can show the American people, again, temperament, judgment, and character, the three things most important in a president, whoever is able to convince the undecided voter after this debate, after these debates, that they have that, I think that's who's going to be our next president.
Well, and of course, people are still concerned about her health, Bruce. I mean, that still is not cleared up yet. And, you know, she's got 90 minutes of stress. There's not going to be any breaks there. Head to head, I mean, if there is a any kind of health issue that's exposed during this debate, I mean, this could be a death knell for her.
Yeah, I'm sure that's occurred to her and her campaign. I'm not sure how they're prepping for that, but yeah. I mean, they both have a problem in the sense that this is 90 minutes.
Yes.
One of my Trump's problems is that 90 minutes, when you don't have a teleprompter for this guy, he can go off the rails and off the script pretty quickly after 90 minutes.
Yeah,
so I would worry about that if I'm on Trump's side. But yeah, you're right. There is that health issue that has reared its head, and I'm sure Hillary's and her campaign team have taken that into consideration. Absolutely.
You know, Bruce, we talk about the contentiousness of this presidential election, but, you know, this is America. I mean, we were founded in a revolution. We love contention. I mean, so much so that our founders said, hey, look, at we better make sure we protect people and let them have freedom of speech. And our presidents, our presidential candidates have led the way historically, haven't they?
Yeah, there have been some really interesting, I mean, we talk about all the mudslinging that goes on today, but one of my favorite stories is about when Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were running for president against each other. They didn't have debates and they didn't actually campaign back then, but they had their surrogates, their aides, their campaign team go out and spread the message for them. And we think of Jefferson and Adams as, you know, two of our founding fathers' great statesmen, which they were. Mm. But during that election, Adams people were saying that if Thomas Jefferson is the president, he's going to take away your right to worship however you please. In fact, he's going to impose that there will be no religion in America. We're going to be an atheistic society. Meanwhile, Jefferson's folks are saying that if John Adams is the president, he's going to have his son, his oldest son, John Quincy Adams Jr., who became president later, he's going to have his son marry the daughter of the King of England, and England is going to reimpose its rule over us. So there's been mudslinging throughout the history of our elections, and some of it's been downright amusing.
Now, what about the Lincoln-Douglas debates? Whenever we get into debates, we often hear about those debates as a comparison.
Yeah, well, okay, so Douglas, okay, remember that during those debates, the overwhelming audience, people in the audience, were fairly racist, fairly believed that blacks were inferior. So Douglas made sure, okay, that he pointed out that Lincoln thought, and he exaggerated, obviously, as they do. He said, Lincoln is saying that blacks are equal to us. If you vote for Lincoln, there's a chance that, you know, blacks are going to get citizenship and that blacks are going to marry your daughter and they're going to fraternalize with you in church and they're going to take your jobs, that kind of thing. That's a slight exaggeration, but he was trying to make, he was making the point during those debates. Of course, that wasn't for the presidency. That was for the Senate.
Yes, right.
But still, those are the kinds of things that were going on at that time. You took your opponent's perceived weaknesses and you exaggerated like crazy. And that's exactly what Douglas did to Lincoln.
Well, we touched a little bit on the Nixon-Kennedy debate. You know, tonight, interestingly enough, the anniversary of their first debate, which was defining for them. And many say that it was because of those debates that Nixon lost the presidency by the hair on his chinny chin chin.
He did. Again, the perception being, and this is what I was talking about, perception is about as important, if not more so in many instances, than your facts and figures that you're throwing out there. How you look, how you project yourself, your air of confidence, control. Nixon is first of all, he was sick, so he's sweating. Kennedy is youthful, he's tan. People on television thought Kennedy looked more like the kind of guy I want to be my president. Forget his policies. The policies weren't that much different than Nixon's. It's what the kind of guy who's going to be there leading us. Again, temperament, judgment, character. Everybody thought that Kennedy had that. And Lincoln sweating with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
They were saying, no, this guy isn't the guy.
So what does Hillary have to do to win tonight?
I think Hillary actually, I mean, she's obviously going to be, pounding Trump on the issues. But if she overdoes that, it's going to be counterproductive. I think Hillary has to do the same thing that Trump does from a totally opposite direction. She has to show these people that she is empathetic, that she's going to, she shares their concerns about, you know, how this country's going. She has to admit that the country is not going great. And there are things that she will do to fix it, but she really has to come off as someone who is caring, empathetic. She has to stop looking like and acting and sounding like the robot that she's always been, which
right.
is why she lost in the last two elections.
20 seconds, Bruce. How about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump has to show that he's not a raving maniac, that he has temperament, judgment, character, and that people can trust him to lead the country and trust him to defend this country without getting into a nuclear war.
Thanks.
I think that those two, if they can just show both people that they are the kinds of people that can lead this country, sound in judgment, good character, that then...
We got to leave it at there, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today. Today.
Your program, your calls.
Hey, it's all about you. Yes. Hey, all of a sudden he took a break on me. What is he doing trying to fake me out like that? Hey, it's Bill Martinez. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about this book, Clinton Cash, who we had spoken with one of the other authors a couple weeks back, Brett Smith. Now we have his fellow co-author, and I guess do we say designer? I mean, actually, with all your illustrations, I guess combination writer illustrator, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm basically a writer. I scripted the book.
Oh, he did. Okay, yeah. So it's your fault, but Chuck and Brett, I mean, they've caused so much problem. I mean, this book on Clinton Cash, a graphic novel, has been banned, and it's the New York Times bestseller 3 weeks in a row. Here he is, one of the troublemakers himself, Chuck Dixon, on Bill Martinez Live. So how are we doing, Chuck?
We're doing good. Sales are good, and like you said, we're causing trouble and getting banned everywhere.
Well, I mean, here it is. A library in Florida has denied a woman's request to put a New York Times bestselling graphic novel that criticizes Hillary Clinton on its shelves. I guess any publicity like that is good publicity, because now people are even going to be that much more interested and curious about the book, right?
Yeah, everybody wants to know why a book was banned. I mean,
yeah.
What's so awful about this book? Well, I got to take a look at that.
Yes. Well, you know, you've basically put to graphics what Peter Schweitzer wrote about in Clinton Cash, right?
Yeah. We turned it into a graphic novel, or what we used to call a comic book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you did that, what was this, a 3 o'clock in the morning idea? You and Brett happened to be on the phone. You're Facebooking together. You go, hey, let's, what do you think? How did this idea come about?
Well, Brett's really the godfather of the book. I mean, he really believed in it from the beginning, and he made all the contacts with the publishers and with Peter. And, Peter was enthusiastic for the idea and remains enthusiastic to this day. So the two of them really cooked it up, and Brett brought me on board because, I'm a lifelong conservative and a longtime comic book professional.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when you deal with tough topics like this, basically you're saying here's someone who has served the country for 30 years. And, she's associated with, greed and scandals and everything. And sometimes if you take it too serious, your brains are going to blow up. But the way you guys approached it, you brought some levity into it. Yes, it's still serious, but it kind of helps people, chew on this issue. Though we can laugh about it and say, well, those silly politicians, but we're talking real money here.
Yeah, well, the Clintons have the advantage. They've sort of surrounded themselves with outrage fatigue for the last three decades. So, you have to kind of break through that because there's always scandal with the Clintons and people just go ho-hum. So, we found a way to sort of break through that and make you take a second look at these clowns.
Mm. Well, as a conservative yourself, as you were working on the project, what was your thoughts?
There's nothing that surprises me about the Clintons anymore, but reading the book is just, the depth of the corruption and how it all occurred right out in the open where anybody could find it, but unfortunately only Peter was interested at the time.
Yeah, right. Well, did you think as you were doing this, because my thoughts came as I was reading this book and other books that Peter has written and holding, our politicians accountable, like his previous book, Throw Them All Out, where he's citing all these scandals. I mean, it was more than scandals. I mean, they were just breach of ethics, what, the everyday man is subjected to, but yet Congress has their, their different laws that they must abide to, which was quite interesting because if we'd have done anything close to the insider trading that Congress has been doing routinely over the years, we'd still be in jail. But, do you have this sense, as you were doing this book, Clinton Cash, a graphic novel, that this could be just the tip of the iceberg?
Oh, yeah, because these, it's not just about the Clintons. It's a culture in Washington that just grab as much as you can. It's like Al Gore said a number of years ago, there's no controlling legal authority. Nobody, all the way up to the FBI and the Justice Department, as we've seen recently, seems to be interested in our politicians breaking the law unless somehow, they're not part of a clique, and then, then they go down.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clintons never go down. They break rules everywhere. I mean, she broke State Department rules routinely for the entire 4 years she was in office, and even the State Department didn't come and slap her wrist.
And it's so difficult to hold her accountable. I mean, regardless of the obvious obfuscation, the destruction of, documents, and the breaking of one law after another. And you go, wait a minute, what is going on? I mean, if we are a nation of laws, how can we allow somebody, especially at this level, which even, in the idea of an attorney, I mean, they have a stricter bar. I mean, what's supposed to be on them is, a stricter code of ethics, but not so in this particular case.
Well, not the way they spread the money around. I mean, they take care of, the people who take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Turn a blind eye to what the Clintons are doing, and, you'll find a Cadillac in the driveway or, a job at a lobbying firm for your son.
Yes.
So, there's a million ways that they can pay people back that the public will never know about.
And I guess that's the idea. I mean, in a way, it's kind of a political mafia, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, except the mafia is interested in earning. These people are just interested in taking.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, you touch on something here, Chuck, and that is the just blatant arrogance that, politicians and those in this realm of work I mean, what I sense and what I hear, you know, in testimony and natural responses, the attitude is almost like, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky, Chuck Dixon, that I'm here in the Beltway and that I'm watching out for you. I mean, it's almost a semblance of Jack Nicholson in Few Good Men. You know, you can't handle the truth and, you know, you need guys like me, you know, and you're not even paying me enough to do what I do, and I'm protecting you and keeping you alive.
Yeah, the whole idea that, you know, I'm just a public servant. Well, no, you're not. You're there at the trough helping yourself to everything you can get your hands on, and you're raising tax and regulation burdens on me and everybody else in the country while you're doing it.
Is this what we're hearing now in this groundswell of an outsider, you know, consideration for the first time in a long time in our country? I mean, you know, the people are fed up with the status quo, and Hillary Clinton is that on steroids. I mean, she's saying she's going to continue on with Barack Obama's policies, but you've got that plus the Clinton Foundation and everything else. So, although she says she and Bill said they will divest, you know, you make me president and I'll walk away from, you know, from leading the foundation, but knowing them, you figure out, okay, well, they've got some back door. They've got some other way. They're not going to walk away from all this money.
No. And the divestment claims are, that's just an announcement of a fire sale because they don't say when they'll end it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, if I win the election, you've got up until the inauguration to pump as much money our way as you can to make sure I take care of you once I'm in the White House. I mean, that's, it's such an obvious ploy.
Right. Well, you know, with the book, again, Clinton Cash, a graphic novel, it has been quite the treat and has offered levity, you know, for us that needed at this time because, boy, you can get heavy into this stuff. And, you know, I keep saying that we're brain bruised over all the conversation of the current, 2016 presidential political environment.
Yeah, that's why we went the way we went with the book, with Peter's blessing. We went to, you know, satire, parody, and mockery in the book to get all of Peter's points across.
Well, good fun. Congratulations to you and Brett on it. And I guess you will continue to upset people. And we'll see next time when we talk how many more libraries people are trying to ban your book. I guess that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Well, Chuck Dixon has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Chuck has more than 25 years of experience in the graphic novel field as an editor, writer, and publisher. Chuck, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit the vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, Beate Chalet, is with us, and she, you know, we're you know, able to pull her away for a couple of minutes before she does a TV interview. Beate, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much. You know, I mean, what we don't do to get the message out to the people.
Well, exactly. And it's important that we get that out. Real quick, at her lowest point, Beate was $135,000 in debt, a single mom forced to leave her home only 18 months later. She sold her image licensing business to Bill Gates in a multi-million dollar deal. She's nationally known gender decoder, which is a whole nother topic we talked about earlier. But I wanted to address your latest column, The Middle-Aged Angry White Men, and why double standards have to stop, Beate.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, every time I turn on the TV, I see another middle-aged, angry white man discussing sort of things that, you know, that are inevitably changing because we have so many millennials coming in and we have so many minorities stepping into power, and all they do is being angry about it, and that has to stop.
Well, and I think the opportunity for the millennials coming in is, and this is what I am seeing, maybe you're seeing the same thing, is the millennials are becoming quite discerning. They are understanding that there are certain things that do not work, that there is a ton of potential lying dormant there, that if we give them an opportunity, they can bust loose and everybody will benefit as a result of it.
Exactly. And, you know, I just give you an example. So when we look at storytelling, it's always that this young, unruly princess, prince, peasant, you know, went out to challenge the status quo and went against the middle-aged, angry white men, sought the advice of the old wisdom, and then, you know, did something to change the world. It is kind of just like how history goes. It repeats itself.
Yes.
You've got to give an opportunity to people that are coming with fresh ideas and that are coming with these new groundbreaking ideas, an opportunity, as you said, to just go ahead and make these changes, because the only thing that's death to society is if we are being stagnant.
Is there something immutable about the cream always rising?
Yes, I agree. I think that it truly does, because you have to have the fighting spirit. You have to have the power, the mental power, and simply the discipline and the stamina to do that. You have to really believe in your own message or what you're doing for you to push it through. So yes, you're absolutely right. It does rise.
And to some of your point, in terms of pushing through your message, I mean, another saying for me is that you have to be prepared at times to fall on your sword. You believe so much in it that you'll take it to whatever end you have to in order to accomplish your goal.
Yes, and again, it's like when we read, again, stories about victory, it hardly ever is that, something great happened, something even better happened, and then, easily and effortless, the battle was won. The story always goes, they went in, something went completely wrong, something went even worse, and then another bad thing happened. But then with this one thing, they turned everything around, and the underdog eventually came to succeed. So I believe that, when we look at what's going on, it sometimes it's just helpful to look at what's happened before. Mm-hmm. And there's, to me, great comfort in it, Bill, when
yes.
I say, you know what? Oh my gosh, I sound just like my mother. I sound just like my father, right? We just regurgitating
yes.
the same thing again and again and again,
right.
And saying, these people, and they don't know how to work, and they don't have the same values. Well, thank God they don't have the same values, because it's a different time. They're creating their own values, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. About 20 seconds here, because I got to let you go, and I appreciate you coming on. What's the big takeaway that you want the audience to have from this article?
Flexibility. Really, it is about flexibility. Instead of thinking about what are they taking away from you, think about what are they adding.
Exactly. Beate Chalet has been with us. Beate, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. We'll release you so you can get on and do your TV appearance now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Great. Bill. Have a blessed day. Okay, Beate Chalet. What a great story and background. Here it is. As the story goes, $135,000 in debt. She's a single mom. And forced to leave her home. Can you imagine? I mean, she talks about, staying focused on what it is, what your objective is. And here it is, as bad as it looked, 18 months later, she sells her imaging licensing business to Bill Gates in a multi-million dollar deal. She's now become a nationally known gender decoder. Now, who would have thought about being a gender decoder and what that represents? But Beate, as she goes, went through the process, comes up with this concept that has just been novel and powerful all at the same time, has made her a respected speaker, career coach, consummate entrepreneur, and author of Happy Women, Happy World. She's founder of The Women's Code, a unique guide to women's leadership and personal and career success that offers a new code of conduct for today's business, private, and digital world. And, she does say that in defense of men, and she's met many men during her speaking and training engagements about gender equality and balanced leadership. She says that are not angry. They're often fathers and daughters, fathers of daughters, and they understand equality is not scary. They agree it's about time we did something to improve things for women. These brave trailblazers are not the least bit worried about what will happen to them and their status because they understand the shift in our society. This is what she regards as a power shift. Women are 51% of the American population, the majority experiencing an unstoppable rise. She says she knows this because whenever the issue of inequality comes up with millennials in the room, they look flabbergasted. And she says, this issue still exists. And I think that as we discuss this issue more and more, Scott, we're gonna come to solutions. We're going to level out the playing field. And the fact of the matter is that some of the very things that are restricting women are the very things that restrict men too. As we were talking about, another guest this morning, is that there's something already baked in the cake. We were talking with Chuck Dixon, is that there are certain things that are already, set in motion. They're established. They fit that 9-dot paradigm that, kind of holds us all back. If it's unequal for one, as Martin Luther King would say, then it's unequal for all. So whether it's people of color, any labor force whatsoever, when there's inequality, then it runs the full gamut. This is why we have to stand against inequality, because at any point, if it's allowed to creep in, it's like that little bit of leaven that spoils the rest of the batch. So we have to be mindful of it and vigilant. And I think that what I'm sensing is that, as we were talking with Beate, is that the fulcrum is kind of coming back 180 degrees to where, okay, we've tried it this way. This is what's happened. We're realizing through practical experience it doesn't work. The whole idea of our U.S. Constitution is that there would be fairness, that it would be a level playing field. And when it's not level, then look at, we get together, we talk about it, we amend this document and make some adjustments and move on. Now, I know that sometimes the process of amending our Constitution is problematic for people in this microwave generation that we live in. It just doesn't move fast enough. So whenever we can get some activist judge or somebody to move things along, but every time we do that, you see the problems. You're not allowing the people, we the people, to, chew on the problem, chew on the issue, and arrive to the right solution. We're trying to force people and compel people into this. And you cannot, in much the same way as I say, you can't argue anybody into heaven. You can't argue them and compel them into a moral or ethical position. They have to realize this is something that they have to own for themselves. And I think this is why John Adams said that our Constitution was designed for an ethical and moral people. Without that, the Constitution begins to implode on itself. And I would argue that, America is holding on to some morality and some ethics, but in some areas we've been rather loose. And we're paying a price for this, and we should be thankful that only 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. That is an indication, certainly, that we are on the wrong track. Clearly, that seems to be the observation of the majority of Americans. But what are we going to do about it? Are we willing to, as Beate says, are we willing to be so committed that we're willing to fall on our sword like our founding fathers did in order to have a true republic, a true government of, for, and by we the people, not of, for, and by the elites. We have this ruling class that clearly there are a separate set of rules for. And this is the big argument against Hillary Clinton and those who have been in office for a long time. It's also the argument for why people are saying, look, it's just too much. It's too much temptation, too much power to allow a ruling class to rise up that there should be term limits. We have term limits for the president. We should have term limits all across the board. And this way people don't get fat and happy and greedy. And, they can bear up against, the temptation of taking advantage of their political positions. And certainly this is, we have, in a sense, have misserved our elected officials by allowing them to, be able to go on without term limits. And, this is, I believe, one of the reasons that we have the problems that we do and all the scandals. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.